We're here at the World Pork Expo with Boehringer Ingelheim Vet Medica, and this year Boehringer Ingelheim is talking about 20 years of innovation as far as PRRS control is concerned. And with me is Reed Phillips, who's technical manager for PRRS vaccines at BIVI. And he just gave us a little overview. First of all, Reed, you talked a little bit about the beginning, 20 plus years ago, when this was just a mystery swine disease, and really how far we've come. But go back 20 years and where we were at then compared to where we are now.
Yeah, there was so much we didn't know about the virus, and so many questions to answer and so much to learn and in a short period of time. And I think what we tried to do this evening in our summary was just, you know, look at some key questions, facts, if you will, relative to the virus. What's important about this virus? What makes it unique and challenging to control? And things about immunity, transmission, epidemiology, but facts about the virus. And once we were able to better understand the virus, how it's transmitted, how it moves within and between populations, I think we became much better at targeting focused control strategies for it, you know. And these strategies, I think, have focused on how we can maximize immunity in positive populations to mitigate the consequences of the virus, and then what we can do, you know, to minimize transmission, things such as biosecurity and pertinent pig flow, and, you know, applying those two things, maximizing immunity and minimizing transmission in kind of a two-pronged approach, utilizing, you know, the complement components of the PRRS control toolbox, if you will, we've made progress. But to get to that point, we had to ask and answer lots of questions.
And you really, you talked about a few of these, but you had five areas that you broke this down into of categories: of pig flow management, measurement and surveillance, immunity management, biosecurity, and communication. And let's talk, one of the things you spent most time on was pig flow management. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think it's something near and dear to the producers and swine veterinarians daily. I mean, I think they eat it, they drink it, they sleep it. They do it all the time. And I think it's incredibly important. I think it's for sure one of the complementary components of PRRS control. It's in the toolbox because, again, one of the things I think we need to do, you know, in a field applicable way is minimize transmission and transmission risks, you know, within and between populations. And pig flow management is a heck of a good tool for that. And things such as all-in, all-out flows, flow diversion, partial or total depopulations. There's just herd closure. There's many things that we hold near and dear to our heart relative to pig flow management that are effective tools and processes in an effort to try to manage and minimize transmission of the virus within and between populations.
Well, you talked about, too, about the fact that this has really made us better as hog producers, because this disease is so unforgiving.
Yeah, exactly. I you know, it's it was a challenging game, and I think we learned that PRRS does, you know, it'll slap us if we take shortcuts, you know, if we cut corners. It's unforgiving. So it's challenging. It requires a lot of hard work and a lot of effort by everyone. Researchers and swine veterinarians and producers, the workers on the farm, applying all these tools in a systematic approach, it can be effective, but it's a challenging effort. The virus is unforgiving, and we get punished if we cut corners. So, having said all that, I think it's made us better. And I think there's some things that we've learned and applied relative to PRRS that are tools and processes that can help us with other pathogens as well. And I think so in that regard, it's you know, I hate to, in that regard, I think it's just made us better veterinarians.
Well, it, as far as immunity management is concerned, really as far as this 20-year milestone is concerned, it goes back to when BIVI's Engelvac vaccine was introduced. Tell us a little bit about that and how that has helped with the progress of learning how to control this disease in the last 20 years.
Well, I think the vaccines, the modified live vaccines are available, they're immunity management tools. And I think immunity matters. Immunity is important in an effort to control PRRS virus or many pathogens for that matter. So we view them as tools, but part and parcel with that, they need to be used, along with other components or complementary components of, I think, the PRRS control toolbox. And so as an industry, we've had to learn how to do that. I think we've learned the strengths and weaknesses and the role of immunity and immunity management, and so we can better target and focus our efforts relative to immunity management and how to use the tools for that. But I think beyond that then, learn how to use those tools along with, biosecurity, pig flow management, all the other complementary components for PRRS control, and that's been effective. But it's been a holistic approach for PRRS control.
Well, as we move forward, you really concluded, the bottom line was that producers should have two main objectives in managing PRRS on their farm. That's minimize transmission and maximize immunity.
Right. I think in positive populations, immunity matters. Immunity can mitigate the consequences of infection, that's going to impact health and then consequently performance. That's important. That's what producers want. That's what they expect from immunity. And that's important. At the same time as we, maximize population immunity, we want to apply all the other tools and process that will minimize transmission, lessen the risk of exposure via transmission, and I think so. It's kind of a two-pronged approach, and that requires some of the other tools like biosecurity and pig flow management, and quite frankly, immunity plays a role in that as well.
Well, hopefully, 20 years from now, we won't be talking about this, huh?
That'd be great. That'd be great. I'll vote for that.
All right. Thanks so much, Reed. Here at the World Pork Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.